Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And right now, we're joined on the phones by Mark Berg. He's the director of Revive Ohio and joining us this week for the Morning Munch. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well today. Thank you so much, Tommy.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Thank you. We're going to continue on with what we started. We're diving into John chapter 4. This is the infamous story of the woman at the well and her encounter with Jesus, and we're looking at four different keywords while we go through this, and this is our method, how we share the gospel, and illustrated through John chapter 4 here. We're looking at love, listen, discern, and respond, and we dove into the very beginning and how Jesus encountered the woman at the well, and he encountered her with love to begin with right off the bat. We're going to pick up at verse 5. It says, so he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now, wells were very important meeting places and themes in Scripture back then. And it was a gathering place where many, many people met. And you'll notice here that Jesus was tired. Yeah, he was 100% God, but he was also 100% man. And he got weary. He got tired from his journey. And so he came to the well, and it was about noon. Now, this is very significant. This was the hottest part of the day when Jesus came and sat down at the well. And we'll dig into that a little bit further. But then in verse 7, we pick up and it says, there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. You see, the disciples had nothing to do with Samaria. They didn't even want to stop there. And they're like, hey, Master, we'll go right on ahead. We'll head into town and we'll get us some food. And Jesus knew, though, that he had a divine appointment. So we continue on in verse 9. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. And as we dig into this, a couple things that we want to point out here is when we go to share the gospel with folks, we pointed out yesterday that we must go out of our way, just like Jesus did. In some cases, he had to pass through Samaria. And secondly, we want to illustrate here that you have to set your needs aside. In verse 6, Jesus was weary from the journey. He was tired, but yet he set aside his needs, and he was tired and thirsty. But in order to minister to this woman, he got called to set his own needs aside. Number 3, don't ignore people, right? Verse 7, there came a woman of Samaria, and Jesus said to her, right? He did not ignore her, even though the tradition for Jews was, do not ignore this person. God was calling him to reach out. And so that's the beginning of the word love. This is what love does. It goes out of its way. It sets our own needs aside. And finally, it does not ignore the people that God has placed right before us. So as we move on, and we will dive into how we are called to listen to those around us.
That's a good word for us, Mark. Would you go and pray for listeners this morning?
Absolutely, Tommy. Thank you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that this word, God, that has gone forth today, Lord, you have promised by your word that this word will not return void, but God, that it would accomplish everything that you say it should accomplish. And Lord, I thank you for the hearers, the listeners today, God, that they're taking in your word. They are drinking, just like the woman at Samaria did at the well. She drank in the natural water, and Jesus pointed out that he was the provider of the living water. And so, Father, for those listening, I pray that, God, their thirst and hunger for righteousness will be filled by you and your presence by your word coming forth. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mark Berg joining us. He's the director of Revive Ohio. And Mark, tell us about Revive Ohio.
Revive Ohio is a ministry that is called to equip the saints. You and me, everyday Christians, that is really called to fulfill the Great Commission. And we want to help you do that. We want to equip you with practical, simple methods and very practical tools that we all can use in our everyday life to share the gospel with. And we want to come to your city And we want to help you do just that, teach you how to go about where you work, where you play, where you live, and just every day be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Very cool. And if folks want to find out more information about Revive Ohio, how can they do so?
Yeah, our website is reviveoh.com. Again, reviveoh.com is our website. It's got all the materials there. It's got our approach. It's got how we go about doing this. And we come, as I mentioned yesterday, we come by invitation only. So if you're interested in pursuing revival in a united way in your particular community, please look us up and reach out to us on the web.
Excellent. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for being in with us this morning. We look forward to hearing from you.
Very good. Thanks so much, Tommy.